Requiem to a Musician par excellence from a humble Rasika by T.K. Srinivasan. It was that period when Gulbarga was a subedari of the Hyderabad state. Typical Deccan spirit prevailed, with Purandaradasa Kritis sung in Uttaradi style. Even after the lapse of a few years after 1956, when Gulbarga merged with the new Mysore state, later christened Karnataka. The same was the situation with Carnatic music, practically unknown. Some diehard votaries of Carnatic music, who had come there on transfer or on business on the formation of Karnataka, urged me to start a Sabha for Carnatic music. For an auspicious inauguration and growth, we decided to request Sri Maharajapuram Santanam to give the inaugural concert. Being a family friend, Sri Santanam agreed to alight at Gulbarga on his way to Bombay, where he had a series of concerts. Then I had to worry about other problems. The suitable auditorium part was solved by fixing the kacheri in our engineering college auditorium, as I was a senior faculty there. Next, to gather a suitable audience befitting the artist. By personal appeal and constant persuasion, I could arrange for a filling up the first two rows with Tappu Thalam Poda, the friends. My wife briefed Sri Santanam on the prevailing situation when he came to our house for breakfast. The genius that he is, he instantly understood and assured us of all cooperation. Permit me to digress here to give light to the aspect of the ready wit which was always an enlivening part of his. Out of liberty, my wife chided Santanam for not bringing Mommy, his wife, as promised on the phone. He replied, "Of course I have brought her." "Have I not, Venkatrama?" he said, turning towards Vlathikudi Venkatraman, his tambura artist, who had accompanied him. "I can never go anywhere without her," he said, further to our wonder. After a pregnant pause, he said, "You know she is Gyanam. How can I go anywhere without her? Will people like you call me even?" That is a small instance of his ready wit. To my amazement, the concert had attracted a huge audience, with the hall brimming with dignitaries and friends. My heart was beating fast. Santanam commenced with Gajavadana Beduve of Purandaradasa, drawing a big applause. He continued to sing popular kritis, most appealing to all, who responded with appreciative claps after each song. Tala Beku, Takka Mele Beku, with the enthusiastic percussion support of Guruvayur Dorai, drew the maximum applause. Glancing at me, he began Uthukadus Kudaludi Manamellam, and in the Neraval amended the line as Kurayedum Yamakillai, looking at me and the audience. You can imagine the most enthusiastic uproar it created. My eyes welled up with grateful tears. That this Suswagatam laid a strong foundation and the Sabha made giant strides in its growth is another story. I have to record with great remorse this sequel. Years later, we had settled in Chennai and my daughter's wedding was scheduled on the 25th June 1992. We were eagerly expecting Sri Santanam to attend the Muhurtam and reception on his return from the south. We and the entire music world were dealt the saddest blow of his demise in a road accident on the 24th June.